Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. 1971, that magic year for rock and roll. 1971, remember Grace Slick having a baby named China? The U.S. started trade with China. Not the baby, but the country. Apollo 14 lands on the moon on February 5th. Southwest Airlines begins service between Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. Also born in 1971, football MVP Kurt Warner, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, former White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, Snoop Dogg, and one of my faves, actress Christina Applegate. Now, by 1971, Rod Stewart was already a known commodity in the music world. From his work with Jeff Beck on Truth and Beckola, his frontman position with the Faces, and two well-received solo albums. But to use a sports anachronism, Rod had been in the league a few years, showed promise, and now it was time to take his game to the next level. And take his game to the next level he did, and beyond, with the release of Every Picture Tells a Story. Rod the Mod became a household name. Superstardom had come a-knocking, and Rod was ready. So here's what taking it to the next level sounded like back in 1971. From Rod, and Every Picture Tells a Story, on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Thank you. Wait a minute. I firmly believe that I didn't need anyone but me. I sincerely thought I was so complete. Look how wrong you can be. The women I've known, I wouldn't let tie my shoe. They wouldn't give you the time of day. But the slit-eyed lady knocked me off my feet. God, I was glad I found you. And if there were words I could tell to you, to help you on the way down the road, I couldn't quote you no Dickens or Shelley or Keats. Cause it's all been said before. Make the best out of the bad, just laugh it off. Ha! You didn't have to come here anyway. So remember every picture tells a story, don't it? Every picture tells a story, don't it? Every picture tells a story, don't it?
recall the night we knelt and prayed, noticing your face was thin and pale. I found it hard to hide my tears. I felt ashamed, I felt I'd let you down. No mandolin wind couldn't change a thing. Couldn't change a thing. No, no. I'll steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing fool. Or find myself a rock and roll band that needs a helping hand. Oh, Maggie, I wished I'd never seen your face. You made a first-class fool out of me, but I'm as blind as a fool can be. You stole my heart, but I love you anyway. We'll be right back. if I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way just to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. Makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give.
Stewart here on Yeah Baby Tunes. We heard the title track from Every Picture Tells a Story, Mandolin Wind, Maggie May, I Know I'm Losing You, and Reason to Believe. Now, I had met Rod the summer of 1970 at the Goose Lake Festival in Jackson, Michigan, and he then came to Cleveland the next summer touring on Every Picture. So I'm backstage after the show. He remembered me and we talked. I ended up riding back to the hotel with him, at which time we had a conversation about how the public was reacting to the single, Reason to Believe. We told him it was a great song, but we at WMMS were getting a much stronger interest and many more requests for the B-side, Maggie May. Well, Rod went back to Mercury, and Maggie May became the single and a hit. Now, I never thought much about this until some 22 years later. I was watching Jay Leno interview Rod on The Tonight Show. Now, Rod was about to start a tour, and his MTV Unplugged album was out, which contained several selections from Every Picture Tells a Story. He's about to sing Reason to Believe, and Jay asks him about Maggie May being the B-side, and Rod responds, well, there was a disc jockey in Cleveland that flipped it over, and the rest is, well, as they say, history. Well, he was talking about me. And I have to tell you, I almost fell out of bed, which is where I have to be watching Leno that night with my wife. He never mentions my name, but it was me. It's funny how things kind of go by the wayside and then sometime later come roaring back, a ways down the road, so to speak. I have to say, Rod Stewart is one of the best live acts I've ever had the pleasure of seeing. You forget how many great hits this guy has been a part of over the years. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it because, well, it is the truth, and because every picture does tell a story. Rod the Mod on today's tunes. No tweeting and driving, please. And share with your friends on Facebook if you can. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.